USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is accusing China of stonewalling the WHO's investigation into the origin of the coronavirus pandemic. The White House saying China is not living up to international expectations on transparency. China is rejecting the second phase of the WHO's ongoing investigation, which includes a possible lab leak theory. President Biden is delivering remarks after signing H.R. 1652, which sustains the Crime Victims Fund Act of 2021. The president saying that money will also go toward training for law enforcement.
These funds are also go to law enforcement agencies to support training on how to respond to victims who have experienced trauma.
The law directs revenues collected from deferred prosecution and non-prosecution agreements to be deposited into the Crime Victims Fund. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office is being criticized again, this time for not showing up for a hearing for an accused killer, forcing the judge to dismiss the case. It's one of three murder cases dismissed in St. Louis in 1 week. St. Louis Alderman Joe Vaccario suggests Gardner shouldn't be in her position much longer on Fox News.
It should have never happened in the first place. Were you on vacation? Did you not know that the attorney assigned to that was on maternity leave? Don't you know where your employees are at? For God's sake, you know, you need to be in charge of your office. If you can't do that, you shouldn't be in that office.
CEO Elon Musk says Tesla will likely resume accepting Bitcoin for vehicle purchases. Musk saying on Wednesday, Bitcoin mining appears to be shifting toward renewables and away from what he earlier called rapidly increasing use of fossil fuels. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
After welcoming the German chancellor to the White House last week, President Biden is now flip-flopping on a pipeline in Germany.
President Biden on day one in office fired thousands of American union workers by halting the Keystone XL pipeline project. Commissioned in 2010, it was to run from Canada to the Gulf Coast. Wednesday, Biden gave Russia a great big gift by greenlighting the Nord Stream pipeline from Russia to Germany. The deal critics have warned would allow Moscow to starve Ukraine of transit fees that are crucial to Kyiv's economy. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on Fox Business says this is just another Biden-owned foreign disaster.
It harms our national security posture. As Russia's economy grows and they do better, and their economy will grow and do better as a result of this deal, this is just yet another foreign policy disaster in the making.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate in session this week, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says that illegal immigrants and asylum seekers are continuing to cross the border, and the Biden administration is continuing to do nothing about it.
The numbers just keep climbing. Customs and Border Protection had more encounters on the southern border in June than they had in May. Nearly 190,000 encounters last month alone, the highest number in 21 years.
The Kentucky Republican adding, we need to secure our border. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.